Hello?
Hey, Nevin?
Yes.
Hey, Nevin, this is John with the Google partner,
Okay.
Local Splash. How you doing? I'm
Right.
only signed you up this week. I was following up with you. They asked me to reach out to you.
Yeah, I'd like to cancel.
Why would you like to cancel?
I don't have to say.
Oh, okay. Well, the only reason I'm asking is just because we've already put you up there and we've already done the client
Right.
interview. Yeah, so we have you in position and we put you up there. I mean, you only committed to a month of service when you signed up, and that was
Right.
on 3 days ago. Yeah. So, I mean,
So
I
I'm
can
on there
cancel
right
it,
now.
but yeah, if you look up metal roofing, you're there. We got you in a three spot with two reviews. And I have your reviews published up there. The reviews that you got were ones that we recovered from a long time ago, though. They're not like new reviews. They're both actually a week. Hire to fix a leak roof, quick fix and a good price. Seen them doing my neighbors. And then there was another one, did a great job on the house and several buildings. They even cleaned up and left everything looking great. So yeah, we have those two reviews up there, and then you have a 5-star rating and you're on the first page in the top recommended. You're in the top three.
So the reason is really, I don't really think that you can do anything more than my marketer can do for me.
Yeah,
I guess
man,
I was kind of go ahead.
We're a Google partner. So the way it works with Google is like the only way guys get up there top recommended is if they're working with Google directly or through one of their partners. That's the only way you get up there. Now, you can have somebody in-house that'll build like a Google business page for you, which, you know, obviously you must have had that. That's probably how you got those reviews already. Because those were a week ago. You had got those reviews on there. So we went into the back end of your Google business profile after we did your client interview and verification, and we'd moved it up. So we did the programming to move it up, so that way it's showing up as a top recommended option. So like your in-house guy can make it so if people look up NW Metal Roofing, they can find you, but they can't make it so if people just type in metal roofing, roofing contractor, best roofing contractor, that they would find you. Right? And that's what most people do, Nevin. I know it's hard to explain if you don't use the computer a lot to understand it, but 90% of your customers are gonna, well, I mean the ones that are online, 90% of them are gonna pick from where we have you listed currently. So you should be noticing a pretty significant uptick in the amount of opportunities that you'll be getting this month.
So, just keep me on, for this month, and then we'll see what happens after that.
Yeah, that's all you're committed to is a month, and then obviously with the clients that come in at the end of the month, I'll be able to show you via the reviews and like the calls and the tracking system. I could verify like every customer that we got for you. Like every
And
lead.
what,
I know you don't jump on the computers really, huh?
not much, no.
Okay, I gotcha. Okay. Yeah, I noticed a lot of
So,
there was another guy that does roofing in this area, and he's part of an Amish community. Is that you too?
I am Amish, yes.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, now I understand. Yeah, 'cause they've been sending you messages, and they're like none of them are getting responded to. And I tried to tell him, I was like, he did tell me he gets things through a fax. I'm pretty sure. I just kind of assumed, like I was like, okay, I know there's an Amish community over here, and there was another roofing company in the community as
So
well.
you're from California, is that right?
Correct. Yep, we're right next to the Google headquarters.
And my business is promoted right now, or is that in the future? Because I had an email, I think it came yesterday, and it said to, I
Oh,
think it
you're
said
up
send some
there.
photos and
Yeah, no, you're up there. The photos are just things that we want, like extra, you know? I mean, if we could show like before and after shots of your work, you know, so they could see it while they're on their mobile device or while they're on a computer at home, then we want those things. You know, the more things that we could do to kind of give them a peace of mind and like that you'll be able to get the job done and to call you, we want all of that, you know? We want to have all your credibility factors up there. So that way by the time they call you know, you don't got to break any rules or anything. You can just shoot it straight with them and then get out there and quote them and get it done, you know? Yeah. We want to try to keep it as simple as possible so they have everything that they need in order to make their decision. That way you're not getting guys bugging you about, hey, I'm thinking about it and stuff like that, you know?
If I may ask you this, what's the difference between a UN like a town square?
Oh gosh. So Town Square is like an SEO company. So again, that's mm-hmm. like one of the companies that can make you exist online. They can make you exist. They will try to make your Google business profile compatible for the kind of marketing that we do. But having the first page placement is the difference maker. It's a Google Places placement. So where you're listed now, you're one of the top three people in this community for like a 40-mile radius, the okay. position that we put you on. And we're actually partnered with Google directly. So like we're right next to the Google headquarters. Those guys, they I'm not saying they can't get you on the first page. They can, but it's not going to be a Google Places placement, which is hard to explain if you're in the Amish community. But the Google Places are the guys that show up at the top of the first page.
Right, yeah.
Everything Everything else underneath that is called an organic placement, and that's what Townsquare mm-hmm. works on. And those are kind okay. of like they're like in the middle towards the bottom. If you go to page two, those are all organic placements, you know. These okay. are the ones that show up like next to the map there when you do the search. There's like a little map that pops up, and then you have the top guys. So you're there now.
Right.
That's okay. what we do.
Mm-hmm. There's so many scams, you know, going on, so I was kind of skeptical. But, yeah, that's fine. Let's keep on going for this month, and then we'll see what happens from here.
Yeah, yeah, of course. And like I said, the tracking system's there, so you'll definitely be able to evaluate it. Hold on, let me see. So there are things you've got to do in order to set up the marketing. How do we proceed? This will take a long time. Is you going to wait for the campaign to develop without technology? How are we going to access Google business page? If he's not a computer, then I have internet. How are we supposed to sell wood leads or calls? Without access, not sure how to proceed. Okay, so you do jump online occasionally from time to time, or
trying to
understand, like, okay, so I know some people in the Amish community are very strict about, you know, using electricity.
There are many different levels of Amish, you know. There's some who can't even have a landline, and some who have smartphones. So, yeah, there's many different types.
Understood. Okay. So I know you had a flip phone, and you say you have a fax machine, and occasionally you can get on the internet.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Okay. Sounds good. So I just want to make sure you have that right, because they're confused on how to communicate with you moving forward. I was trying to tell them, like, oh, you can't send them text messages. I put in the notes mm-hmm. on there, not send them text messages. And it looks like they've been trying to text message you ever since you signed up. Like day by day, they've been
sending them. Well, my phone don't take text, so I haven't even been notified.
Yeah, I remember you telling me that at the point of sale, and right. I put it in the notes. But for some reason, they
That's
were still
fine.
Trying to send you text. So now they're like panicking. They're like, "How are we communicate with them moving forward?" I got you. All right. So I'll let them know that everything's good to go. And then if you need anything moving forward too, or if you have any other concerns, we have 24/7 customer service. So feel free to call in just like you did earlier. And then if you hit 544 when you're calling in, that one will actually contact me directly too. So that way you don't got to keep going through. Yeah, a bunch of other guys. Okay.
And you're Jasmine Hill, is that right?
Well, my first name is pronounced Jaswan, and then my middle name is John, and my last name is Hill.
Okay.
And everybody calls me John, though, usually, my middle
Perfect.
Name.
Perfect. Okay.
Yep. Gotcha. And then for Town Square, though, just for a future note, like now that we have you up and running, I mean, I'm not telling you you have to, but I don't think you're really going to need that any longer. So I'm not saying you do have to cancel it, but I'd say evaluate the two if you'd like, and then obviously, you know, try to keep your overhead
down.
No,
I'm not
down.
On Town Square. They just called me the other day, and I heard they were
okay.
scams, so I kind of just asked you
yeah.
No, what do you have to say?
Yeah, well, they're not necessarily a scam. It's just the kind of marketing they do. It's not you don't get a quick turnaround. You might have to do it for like 4 or 5 months before you get on the first page, and then once you get on the first mm-hmm. page, you're not really going to have the kind of placement that you have with us right now.
Gotcha. Okay. Okay.
Makes sense? Okay. So they might try to coordinate with you. You may get other faxes from my company just communicating. They might ask you about like Google business page and some things like that. Mm-hmm. So I try to do to the best of your abilities, but I have heavily notated that you are a part of the Amish community, so they probably should understand
Perfect.
Now like, if there's any
awesome.
Hiccups there. Okay. All right. Well, I'm looking forward to continuing to work with you, and I'll talk to you soon, okay?
Thanks for calling me back.
Yes, you're very welcome. I always will.
All right.
All right. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.